So hi, my name is Edith, and I work with Reentry Center with Behavioral Health.
And my name is Ivan Santos, and I am a previous client of the Reentry Center.
Ivan, it's been a while.
Yes, it has.
How you been doing?
I'm doing great.
How's everything going in the community?
I'm doing awesome.
Okay.
Yes.
So what have you been up to? What have you been doing?
What I've been up to is I have two jobs. I've been working really hard. I work for the county. I've been working with them for the past year. I also work as a rehab manager for Pathway Society. And that's all due to the Reentry Center and due to Edith's support, as well as guidance, you know what I mean, and input on how to go about things in my life.
It's nice to hear that you're doing really good. I know from the last time you pushed through so many obstacles when you came into reentry, right? Mm-hmm. And getting back to society must have been hard. And now, how are you dealing with society?
How I deal with society is I stay busy. I changed a lot of my ways, as in really reaching out, you know, and being honest with people, and letting them know my real personal life struggles, and asking for help has been like the key here, especially for the Reentry Center, and reaching out to those resources that are out here that are available to me and to the public as well.
Nice. And how have you been able to help others that also go through those same challenges when you first got here?
How I help other individuals is not only do I exhibit the outcome of the Reentry Center, you know, but what I also do is, since I have a lot of men that do come out through Prop 45, through incarceration, I highly recommend to all my men that Reentry Center is an asset to my life and to anybody else's life that experiences the challenges that we do experience within coming out from being incarcerated and stuff like that.
Ivan has been such an amazing person. When he first came, I remember Ivan had some goals. He just needed help and support in how to achieve those goals. But mainly his main focus was to change his life. He wanted to be a different person. He wanted to show the world that he was more than just a number. More than just a person that has a criminal record. And he has shown, he has grown. He had this determination, this potential, and you know, his strength just, you know, gave it all. You know, he wanted to do the best that he can. And of course, there's challenges that went through, but he pushed and he pushed. And he made it work, from employment to housing, not just one employment, two or three employments, all, you know, open doors that opened up for you. So working with you was amazing. Just watching you grow, watching all the accomplishments that you worked through, just getting here and leaving back into society, getting off, you know, your final parole.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel so much. It's an honor for me to be here to do this for you, and to do this for future patrons, right? Future clients. No, it's an honor. Me, I always working with Edith is truly an honor. You know, I hold dear at heart. You know. One thing that she really shared with me was always checking with Ivan. You know, always checking with yourself. You know, how's Ivan doing? and take it from there. And I always do that, you know, especially when I'd be having, you know, my highs or my lows, you know. I always check in with myself and say, yeah, I'm doing well. And then, how you doing? And I was, you know, I mean, the outcome always turns out to be better, you know. It always has that effect on me. And like I said, the reentry, Edith, outpatient, has been very supportive of my journey. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, one of the main things. I mean, if it wasn't for the reentry center and Edith, and being there and understanding, I was just upfront with her. I told her I was in my car. You know, I don't want to go out there. I don't want to use. I don't want to party. I just want to go somewhere where it's safe, sober, clean people, as in like people, you know, drug free. And she set me up with the program, you know what I mean? And I went to a program. And ever since then, it's just been plugging away at work. I've been just looking for work. And then, boom, everything just started falling into place. And yeah, and then I owe it to all the reentry centers, outpatient, to job coaches, that the reentry, also, what do you call it, is available to everybody as well. So I do all the resources there, from general assistance to medical, mental health, everything. I utilized all these resources at the reentry center I gave me.
Nice to hear that you're doing really good, Ivan.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what would you recommend to others that are going through those same challenges or getting back into society?
Me, what I recommend is that when you come out here, you assess your life, you know, from your housing to your mental health to surroundings, you know, assess all that and be honest with yourself and then reach out to the reentry center. Like I said, this place is a valuable asset to me and to a lot of people. And I hear a lot of stories other than just my own, you know, that could advocate for, you know, the reentry center and support this. But I highly recommend that you just come out, take it slow, you know, be honest with yourself, be honest with people, reach out, ask people, and let them know what you really need in your life, you know, and that will point you in the right direction, most definitely.
Nice. What's next in your life right now? What's leading at this point for you?
What's next in my life is to continue to do good. That's what's next in my life. Always doing the right thing. Continue growing. That's what's next in my life. You know, continue achieving like goals of mine, whether it be personal or financial or, you know, superficial. A lot of my goals is like me, I want to be more social. I want to be more, another goal of mine is to, you know, I don't make them so far-fetched either. I try to keep them simple, you know, and reachable. So that's what I mainly recommend to a lot of the men here, and women, is that you put things that are reachable, not far-fetched. Reachable as in like, I want to make a year commitment with my job. I want to make a year commitment with my other job. I want to just take little steps at a time instead of saying, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to stay here forever. And then, you know, things just don't pan out. You know, don't set myself up for a failure and stuff like that. So my goals are just to take it really slow and keep plugging away at work. And it all panned out. I ended up getting I was just an unclassified, coded accounting employee, and now I'm waiting on my permanent accounting job.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'm
That's
like,
awesome.
I got the interview and everything, Yay. And I'm all like, yeah, man. So I was so stoked about it, and I'm gonna be with FAF,
wow.
Facilities and Fleet. Fleets and facilities, and Yeah, I've been working at the vaccination sites, and I stayed. I'm the last of the, you know, 200-300 people, individuals that were working there. And then, so my goal is to just continue on progressing my employment.
I remember when you doubted yourself on getting this job, and you're like, no, who's going to hire me? And I say, Ivan, just apply.
Yeah, right. Just do it.
Just do it, Ivan.
Just do it. And then it came through, and it was like, and I had a prior job. I was working at a senior citizen elderly rehab, and I was like, and they didn't want to see me go. They're like, oh, Ivan, we're gonna miss you. And I was all like, oh man, I'm gonna miss you guys too. And I go, if my county job comes through, they're like, you're gonna get it, Ivan. You're such a great guy. And I was like, all right, let's see. And then now, lo and behold.
Yes.
It went through, and I was like, what? They really hired me. So they're just taking the chance, you know, taking that opportunity. And just that's what it is. You know, you got to step out there in faith.
Of course. Of course. You said the main keys. It's taking those opportunities, right? Yeah. And believing in your faith, that's the biggest too as well. Well, I'm very happy for you, and I'm glad that, you know, things are going very well for you. And you know, keep on reaching, you know, till you can't reach no more.
Yeah. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you as well.